Thank you so much. In just a minute, Carl tries to sign up for Limerick coverage on rhymecare.gov. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, this is a big week for scientific breakthroughs. A team of researchers at the University of Nebraska proved this week that men like to do what?
Have sex.
Yes, but that's not what this research proved.
Every research proves that. I read recently that men think about sex every 13 minutes.
I think it's 13 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys get anything done. Always having to stop like that. Give me a hint, would you?
Hey, my research results are up here.
Okay, wait. I don't think I understood the last hint. My research results are up here? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said. You never heard that expression? Hey, my face is up here. My eyes are up here. You ever heard that? Never?
No. Why would anyone say that? I know
you would,
where your
you
face
would say that if someone were looking at you but not at your face.
Oh, men like to make you look at their face? That's ridiculous.
You know,
I'm gonna kid. No.
Peter,
we're gonna work this problem if it takes the rest of the show.
Have I not been looking at your face
no,
enough?
No, you have been, Paula. This is something,
yeah.
That phrase that I invoked in my hint.
Yeah.
Hey, my eyes are up here.
Yeah.
Is something a woman might say to a man if he was looking at her.
At her breasts?
Yes, Paula! Yes! The study proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that men like to stare at women's chests.
Well, who would do that study?
The University of Nebraska.
That's ridiculous.
You didn't seem to know it.
I knew it so much that it was such a no-duh that it was University. What is their football team's name?
Like the Cornhuskers.
The Fighting. The Fighting. We already knew that. What?
Here's what they wanted
to
do.
Corn Huskers. That's And people who support the Corn Huskers, don't you go calling up complaining, because we're not having one of you call up next week and make fun of us. That's a bad policy to invoke, by the way.
If I may explain, Paul. The good scientists at the University of Nebraska wanted to understand how men and women react to the visual stimuli of female bodies. So the first thing they did is they hooked up these men and they recorded where the men's eyes were looking and for how long, as they showed them pictures of women. And the men sat there and said to themselves, why can't all science be like this? Unsurprisingly, the study found men spend significantly more time looking at women's boobaginous zones and their hips than they do with their eyes, right? Okay, this we knew. What was more surprising is that the study was conducted on women as well and had the same results.
What, that women looked at breasts?
Yeah, women are checking out other women's breasts and hips.
Oh, my God.
Just like men do. This is an observation that all the male scientists agreed is totally hot.
Now, why aren't I extinct? I don't understand. I don't follow the pattern of any other human being than I have never once looked at another woman's breasts. And frankly, I've never had to say to a man, I'm up here.
I think if you said to a man, I'm up here, he'd be puzzled. But that's another question.
Oh, what? Is my eyes are up here? Is that what you say?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I have had to say that. Just never had to say, I'm up here.
Yeah.
You know, unless I was.
Unless you were stuck at the top of a ladder or in a loft of some kind.
Exactly.
They were looking for you.
Precisely. In a tree, for example.
If you climbed it, you couldn't get down.
Happened once when I was a kid.
And they were looking for you.
Yeah, got way up on a sapling. And it was, like, wiggly up there.
And they were concerned.
Scared to death. Had to get Mr. O'Donnell to come get me down. I remember saying, I'm up here. It's a rough neighborhood.
It was. Faith, as you know, on the show, we like to keep everybody apprised of the march toward the robot rebellion and our ultimate deaths at their mechanical hands. Well, this week's news, engineers have created a robot that can take the place of what human?
This robot will take the place of a specific human.
Or a specific kind of human. Not like a name, but a role that humans play.
Can I have a hint?
Yes. Yeah. Your Frappuccino is ready.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I hope these robot baristas are going to have goatees.
They will, I hope. It is, in fact, the robot baristas are here. A coffee house in Texas is the first to use the coffee house kiosk, a robot that will make you all kinds of coffee drinks you can then spill on its cousin, your laptop computer.
They've reinvented the coffee machine, isn't this great?
Well, they have in a way, but, you know.
Except with tattoos.
Right. It's amazing. We have robot surgeons. We have robot manufacturer machines. Now there's finally a job for robots who were dumb enough to major in English.
My eyes are up here.